Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so this new Trump gag order, unbelievable. Take a minute. Take a minute to listen to this from Fox News. Mike Davis perfectly encapsulates what this crooked judge has done to Trump.
Yeah, let's get this straight. We have this key witness, Michael Cohen, who is a convicted perjurer and a disbarred attorney making money trashing Trump. We have the top prosecutor, Matthew Colangelo, deployed from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department. You have the judge's adult daughter, Lauren Michon, making millions, raising millions off of this criminal trial, requiring the judge's recusal under New York statute. And you have a Manhattan jury pool that voted 87% for Joe Biden. But if President Trump or his campaign points out any of these facts, Judge Juan Merchan, this Democrat judge who donated to Biden, is threatening to put Trump in prison.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, so Trump's been trying to tell people about this trial. He's been trying to talk about it. Why? Joe Biden is walking around talking about this trial.
Oh, yeah.
And tarring Trump as a criminal. The mainstream media is trying to tar him as a criminal. And up until recently, Michael Cohen, the key crooked witness who has been prosecuted, lost his law license, lied to Congress under oath. He's a great guy. That guy was wandering around on mainstream media. He's the key witness, and he was, basically trashing Trump. Trump, in the order, you got to understand, the first gag order, not allowed to criticize Cohen. But Cohen could do round after round on nightly TV. Biden can walk around trashing him. Biden's surrogates can walk around trashing him. And that's fine. That's fine. But Trump's not allowed to say anything. And I got to tell you, if you read Andrew McCarthy's former federal prosecutor, if you read his article on what they're doing to Trump, this is why they're gagging him. We, again, have never seen this before. What is happening? What Judge Juan Merchan is doing. And of course, you know, when the Democrats hire your little girl and pay her company $15 million to fundraise off daddy's trial, which is what's happening, it's also illegal. Daddy's supposed to recuse himself. One of the things Trump's not allowed to talk about is Merchan's daughter. Why? Because she raised $93 million for the Democrats, for Adam Schiff and the Democrat Senatorial Committee, with fundraising campaigns that focus on Trump's criminal trials, including her father's. Okay, so we know her company was paid $15 million. She is the president of the company. We don't know how much she and maybe the judge pocketed, but this is how the Democrats are paying the judge to make sure that you get a Trump conviction when there is no crime. Now, that's a hard thing to do, okay? You're going to have to tarnish your reputation, really destroy it as a judge to do that. And you know, on appeal, eventually you'll be overturned. So they got to pay him for that, and they are. And that's why Trump... that's why they had to gag Trump. Otherwise, Trump will keep explaining this. America people might catch on, right? So the judge gags Trump from talking about how the judge is breaking New York law. Think about that. Again, you are supposed to recuse yourself if any of your family members have a financial interest.
You know, there's another thing that I see in what's going on here in the coverage of this. You look at what the current Democrat candidate, the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is doing. You know, can barely get through a speech without voicing the instructions on the teleprompter. This squinty-eyed old man that is shuffling around all over the place when the few times he's actually out in public. And yet you have Donald Trump, who's stuck in a courtroom all day. When he's not there, he's flying around the country campaigning, or he's going to New York Fire Department, where he is loved by the firefighters there, delivering pizza, taking photographs, not with donors, with firefighters. And you see the image of this energized and affable president, former president Donald Trump, campaigning on the few times that he has an opportunity to get out of that courtroom. And he's energetic. He's out there interacting with people. And you've got the Democrat candidate who is being hidden away from the press, who is being hidden away from the public, and can't even get through a speech.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you got this crooked trial. This is something we've never seen before in America. And when you have Andrew McCarthy, who's a pretty moderate guy, not a Trump fan, saying that he's a former federal prosecutor. Listen to this. In the ongoing criminal trial, elected liberal Democrat DA Alvin Bragg doesn't have much of a case, but he is the judge, and that's all he needs. His charge has passed the state statute of limitations. Okay, you can't convict him on it. It's falsifying a business record, essentially. Okay, so how do you get around that? Well, the only way you can is if you falsified a business record to hide a crime. So what the DA is trying to argue is that Trump broke the Federal Election Campaign Act. And that's literally what they're doing to the jury, that the Trump and the Trump campaign was in this conspiracy to violate federal law. Now, here's how crazy this is, okay? They're just arguing it like this is normal, like Alvin Bragg can try a federal case. He can't. He is a state prosecutor. He's a county prosecutor.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Well, just like that.
It's impossible. And the jury doesn't even know it. The headline on this is how Judge Merchan is orchestrating Trump's conviction. The former president is not charged with a conspiracy to steal the 2016 election, but the jury might think he is. So they're just presenting evidence that basically is Trump sucks, tried to steal an election. He sucks, broke election law, without telling the jury Bragg can't prosecute federal election cases. He can't do it.
That line from McCarthy says it all. They don't have a case, but they've got the judge.
Yeah. And
that's
so
it.
This is what Trump is trying to tell people, and the judge keeps gagging him. Here's McCarthy. Judge Juan Merchan is orchestrating Trump's conviction of a crime that is not actually charged in the indictment. They are arguing he violated federal law. They have not charged him with it. You know why? They can't. They're a county court. But, you know, if you're a juror and you're not super sophisticated, and you're a Democrat anyway, so you don't care, it sounds good to you. They're arguing he violated, again, the Federal Election Campaign Act. Listen to what McCarthy writes. That should not be possible in a U.S. courtroom, where the Constitution's Fifth Amendment mandates that an accused may only be tried for a felony offense if it has been outlined with specificity in the indictment. Think about this.
And this hasn't happened.
They are making a case for a violation of Federal Election Campaign Act. He is not charged with violating a Federal Election Campaign Act. And they couldn't try him anyway, because it's a federal case and this is a state court. But they're just like, hey, he broke this law. Like, he broke this law over here. And yeah. Why? Because what we charged him with, we can't convict him on it because the statute of limitations. So they need a separate crime that he was falsifying the business, reporting to cover up the separate crime. It's unbelievable. He writes, yet Judge Merchan has swallowed whole Bragg's theory that he can enforce federal law. Once you understand this, you're like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can't enforce federal law. The judge not only ruled pretrial that Bragg could prove the uncharged federal crime, he has abetted Bragg's prosecutors. Okay, this would be like if they haul me into court here, right? And they charged me with, I don't know, bank fraud. And they're like, hey, you know that Tara Servatius? She's a prostitute. You know that? Yeah, she's a prostitute. We have all the evidence of her prostituting herself. Look, here she is on the corner. Uh-huh. But I'm not charged with prostitution. Yeah, but hey, look, we got more evidence of her on the corner. Look what she's doing. She's leaning over that car window. What is she doing? But I'm not charged with prostitution. Oh, she's a slut. She's a slut. You should convict her. This is part of what's bringing Greenville down. That's what they're doing. And then the jury, they're like, hey, vote yes or no. I should never be charged with prostitution. Never mind. They're going to convict me of prostitution. Let's get convict 32 felonies. So this is confusing. It's hard to explain.
Well, that's
and
the
it's
point.
Never been done before.
Yeah. And that's the point. And that's how they're getting away with it.
The hope they have, the hope there is one attorney on the court. So maybe the attorney be like, this is too ridiculous. I can't do this. But again, the jury pool voted 86% for Joe Biden. Okay, this is a Democrat jury pool. So they're hoping they won't care too much about the details. I mean, when you look at the evidence they're presenting, it's not even related to any of this. It's, hey, have y'all seen the Access Hollywood tape where he says he can grab women? They'll let him do it because he's famous. And they're not showing the tape, but they're showing the transcript.
Right.
What does that have to do with any of this?
Nothing to do with it.
It doesn't even apply to the federal charge. It doesn't apply to the state charge. It's literally, hey, Trump sucks. Vote no. You know, vote yes. Vote yes here. Pick one of the 34 felonies. Just convict him. We don't care. That is why they had to pay his little girl off. That is why the company she is president of took home $15 million. That's wild, because you have to debase yourself as a judge. You have to humiliate yourself as a judge. And that, you know, requires a little payola. So that's what's going on here, and they can't let Trump talk about it. But they're letting everyone else talk. By the way, the gag order, do you know what gag order is traditionally used for, or up till now? It's to protect the defendant.
Yes.
To protect the person who is charged for a good reason, actually, a couple good reasons. Number one, make sure they get a failed trial. Why? Because you don't want the conviction thrown out.
Doesn't it also usually apply to both the prosecution and the defense?
Yes.
And that's because this seems to be very one-sided. They're basically telling Donald Trump, you can't say anything about what's being said about you, but anyone who wants to say anything about you can say whatever they want.
Meanwhile, ironically, violating FICA is actually exactly what Hillary did to create the Russia collusion hoax. She actually was fined for this very thing by the Federal Election Commission because you're not allowed to pay campaign money to a foreign national. They did when they hired, the Russians and the Brits to make up Russia collusion. And then she covered it up by listing it as a legal expense. So that's a felony and a misdemeanor. Never charged. But now Trump's getting prosecuted for it by a county prosecutor who cannot prosecute federal crimes. They're just not telling the jury. It's like nothing even, it was just, it's nothing ever seen. So they got to cover that up. The way they cover that up is by gagging Trump. But all they need, Lee, they know this is going to be overturned because it's a joke. All they need is to be able to say till election day, felon, 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 and maybe get him in prison.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.